That the purpose of spirituality is to eliminate worry and depression? Not exactly that. The purpose of spirituality is to connect with Krishna. Now, when we connect, yeah, so there is the process of bhakti yoga which helps us to connect with him. So for example, chanting the holy name, associating with devotees, studying scriptures, coming for programs like this, all this helps us to become increasingly convinced that Krishna is the supreme reality and that Krishna is the supreme source of pleasure. When these two convictions come in our consciousness, then we will always become conscious of Krishna. So with respect, then thinking about the past and thinking about the future is not the problem. It is the way we think about it. We human beings have the intelligence by which we can prepare for the future.
We have to think.
Obviously, we have to think. But the difference is, have you, you know about the three modes? Goodness, passion, ignorance.
Yes.
So, when we are in the mode of ignorance and think about the past, at that time, the mind is in control and the mind keeps replaying what happened in the past and it's like we are watching a horror movie. It simply disempowers us. But it's like, say, that means something is just going on the inner screen and I'm just watching it. But when we are in the mode of goodness and then we consciously direct our thoughts towards the past to think about it and to learn from it. Okay. So now I'm here, the inner screen is here. I want to have this displayed on the inner screen. Okay, this is what happened, this is what happened, this is what happened. This is what we did, this is what I could have done. Is what they said. So then here what is happening? The mind is not in control, we are in control. So then we can learn from the past. Similarly, with respect to the future, if you are in the mode of ignorance, then simply another horror movie is played. This may go wrong, this may go wrong, this may go wrong. Again we get scared. But when we are in the mode of goodness, then we take or get the future to appear by our thoughts. So this happens, and what can I do? Okay, I can do 1, 2, 3. If this happens, I can do this, this, this. So in this way, actually we can help ourselves to become more purposeful. So we can learn from the past, we can prepare for the future. And for a devotee, it is all united in the service of Krishna. So sometimes people say live in the present, which is important. But we live in the present, but we don't live for the present. We live for a higher purpose. Somebody is sick. How can we tell them live in the present? They'll simply be in pain at that time, isn't it? They live in the present, yes. Okay, this is your sickness, take this medicine. But we live for the future. We live for a better health in future. But a devotee lives for Krishna. If I look back at the past, I want to learn how I can better serve Krishna. I focus on the present, I think, how can I best serve Krishna right now? I look at the future, in future, how can I plan and serve Krishna better? So in this way, the service to Krishna is the unifying principle which gives the devotee the purpose and the power to decide what to focus on the inner screen. So some thought of, some fear about the future comes up. You say, okay, right now I'm doing this service, I'll address this fear later. We keep it in abeyance. It's like a window that has popped up. We just put it aside and focus on what we are working. And after we run our work, then we take the window, look at it, and decide how to deal with it. That's how we can work. Okay? Good. What is